recording.
That's what she said. It's June 5th, 2021, and welcome to the third episode of Married to Clash. Again. We did this episode already, had some technical difficulties, so we are doing it once again. I am Queen JJB, and I'm joined by my other half, Brew.
Hello.
Miss P.
Hi, guys.
And BTG.
Courtney.
You broke up. But yes,
you messed up recording. You messed up your line, and that's not going to get fixed.
Are we recording?
No.
Oh, gosh.
All right. This is going well.
So,
always does.
D-Lud is unfortunately unable to join us for a while. He's got some real-life logistical crazy international supply crisis that's going on. So real life commitments are taking him away from Clash for a bit. So we have a mystery producer who's going to help us out. We will miss him, but he will be back whenever he's ready. He is welcome back in with open arms. This week. What? Oh, mm-hmm. I thought
Excuse
you
me.
Said mm-mm.
Wow. You haven't said, and Bruce already belching.
I
of course
know,
I am.
Right?
It's not a podcast without me.
Every time that he burped over the weekend, I wanted to go, good push, Brew. Good push. Just for you.
This week, we're going to talk about CFF news and event updates, which is a new segment. League update is not going to be happening because D-Lud is not with us, and according to him, they're not really too busy. So we will be skipping that this week. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about TH14 CWL and some TH upgrades that have happened since we last recorded.
Yes.
B&B Brew Corner, Keto Corner, because I am going back on keto on Monday. And our normal banter. This week we have Monty Python as our... I know. Weird. As our movie. And I am going to do some rapid fire questions because we didn't get fan questions. So if you guys have fan questions, please come into the Clash Files pod. Hold on. Starting again, Clash Files family Discord at discord.gg/ClashFiles. And make sure that you ask us questions. There's a ticket you can open there and ask us any questions. And it connects you directly to all of us. So any question is available.
Or tweet Miss P or JJ, because I actually look at Twitter.
Or DM me.
What else? I don't really look at Twitter that much. Maybe every few days.
That's okay. We would still find it. Or
I'm not a tweeter.
Or tweet to the Married to Clash Twitter, and I'll find it there. So please send in some questions. All right, Miss P, you want to talk about event news and CFF updates?
We do have an event coming up, like in a few days.
Oh, so excited! It's my favorite one.
I know, I'm so excited. And I have to make the teams. I was supposed to have had them done by tonight. But oh. I had a busy day. My pool needs parts. So that was fun. But I'll make the roster tomorrow. By the time this is out, you'll already know what the roster is anyway.
Oh,
the war
nice.
Will be
cool.
over.
Yes.
But we have created the war will be over. You will already know who won this. There's going to be, we've already made two clans for it, so that everything is just going to be probably posted, downloaded on Sunday. So you'll get all of who you are, who you're with, who you're not with, who you're going to 69, you know, because everyone has to pick somebody to 69.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pick
I
you
love
last
this war. This is my favorite war.
Is Morge streaming?
This yes, work? There will be a stream on Wednesday night. So as soon as he hops on, I'll hop on and we'll do our attempt.
We're not making plans on Wednesday night.
Nope.
I may drink on Wednesday night.
Okay.
I don't usually drink during the week, but I'll
I know.
Grab a few drinks. Might be early bed, but, you know, it's okay.
Am I able to go to my favorite brewery and get beer from them on Wednesday?
Please.
Depends on how much money you make this week.
The Belt and Suspenders is coming out.
Ooh. Yeah. Somebody's got to get to Mexico. So, and we have lots of vacations coming up, so it's not a lot of extra right now. My hair was the end of it, and then I have to pay the photographer for Jim's parents.
Yes.
Let's be fair here. I mean, you got your hair done.
I did.
I mean, Brew's haircut.
He got beer this week.
$10.
And he got his hair cut.
I'm drinking it.
Brew's hair doesn't cost $10. He doesn't go to a barber. He goes to a hairstylist.
Oh my God.
So it's $35 for Brew's hair.
Yes, look at his fancy haircut, Ben. Look.
Are you fisting me?
I'm not fisting you.
Oh my God.
He pays $35.
You got ripped off, Brew.
I mean, every 4 weeks.
It looks good. Can't he
drink beer when he gets his haircut?
No. That's when he used to have his beard.
Oh, that was when he had his beard.
$50.
Okay.
Why that was $35.
Wow.
That was $50.
I want to go back.
But he still wants to go back. Maybe you can go the day your parents party. You can go get a shave.
Ooh.
There you go.
Mine's like $15, and that includes my tip.
Yeah, no.
And I just have mine down too, so it's like styling, right?
We're going way down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we just went.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
Talking about
69 more.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, my favorite event, Brew.
Hi.
Hi. It's Brew's contribution to every pod.
Right.
I loved the 69 war last year. You and I talked about this. I want to do a VNP war again.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So maybe that's like
on there.
Do you think we can schedule it for the weekend that you're in New Jersey?
What's going on in July? We already have two things happening.
No, that's not July. It's August.
Oh, in August. Yes. We can do that in August. That would be fun. Oh, and that's a perfect weekend too.
When you coming out down, Jen?
I'm gonna do the 19th through right. I
think. Yeah, you said the 19th through the 23rd.
Yeah, 19th through the 23rd. Just
can we schedule it for Friday night instead of Saturday night?
Yeah, like,
can we get in on Thursday and have the war on Friday night?
Okay.
Can I be an honorary V again?
Maybe.
No. You weren't. Were you an honorary V?
He was.
Time?
Yes.
Really?
He was because we didn't have enough girls. So. Yeah. Girls, if you're listening, you need to represent.
Ladies.
We need some ladies.
Single ladies.
Or the married ladies, or the widowed ladies, or the divorced ladies. We'll take any ladies.
Ladies.
If you have a vajayjay, come on out. I'll even bring my vajayjay account.
You'll bring your vajayjay?
I will bring my vajayjay. We played with her last week.
Oh my God.
We did a drinking game in class. We should talk about that. We'll talk about that. We'll hold that off.
Oh my God.
All right. That's what she said.
So, whatever. What other events? So, we had the All 14 War, right?
That was a fun event.
It was a while ago now.
Like, it was a while ago. So,
full disclaimer to the listeners, we recorded this 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago? Might have been 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
the third episode. C-Note was with us from C2P, and I apologize to C-Note. Oh, C2J, sorry.
Yeah.
C2P is construction to perm, just so everybody knows. I work for Fannie Mae, and it's a thing. So anyways, so C2J, he's in the C2J, and he's the host of the C2J podcast, right?
Yes.
Crystal Joy?
Yes, okay. He's one of them, yes.
So we apologize to C-Note, and we will definitely have him back.
He's Miss P's favorite host.
He is Miss P's favorite host.
Favorite podcaster, yes.
Yep. She doesn't like me.
Listen, you guys. This was like the worst failed troll that I ever did. And I still am living it up. Like, it is not okay. Quit pointing out the fact that I tried to troll somebody and I failed.
What color are you using, Jen?
I don't really like it. I can't.
It's like a...
It looks like a brown? You had a butt wipe fail.
I had a what?
A butt wipe fail.
Oh, really? It's not that brown.
You got poop on your fingernails.
No, oh my God.
So just so the listeners know, Jen typically, Miss P, typically will paint her nails while we record.
Yes.
So it's a thing. Okay. So Clash Talk. Talk Clash. Do we want to talk about, what did we just say that we were going to talk about in the Clash section? Oh, our Clash drinking game. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was a great night.
Last weekend.
Passed out.
Yeah. Brew got put to bed.
last weekend,
Brew and I drove to Buffalo and met and camped in Miss P's backyard that was getting fenced while we were there. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. And I got to back into the in between the posts and impress the world.
Right. And
so anyways, on Sunday night, Miss P, myself, Brew, and Ink. And I think Dynamite was in there for a little bit.
Yes. Knob was there for a little bit.
Knob was there for a little bit.
Random people came in.
Circa
was there.
So we all got on voice. And we made Clash into a drinking game. So I brought Vijay to Noble Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And Vijay is a pretty low 9. I think she's got an expo, but it might be level 1. There's not much to her. So we did all these different drinking games. We did all wall breakers.
Right. So there's a town hall. You know, you guys, they're town hall 13 and town hall 14. We're both playing against a town hall 9, so we can kind of have fun. Didn't we have one where all you could use was your queen? You could just do a queen walk.
Yes, queen walk. That was the first one. Queen and healers and spells.
And then we did who could do it the fastest.
Yep.
That was fun.
I think I ended up second once.
Pro tip.
You did do pretty good.
If you ever do these things, spam a lamb is your friend because it's the fastest at everything. So that would be why I passed out. Yes. So Brew lost like 3 or 4 times in a row to the point where he was like leaning his head on the table. And I'm like, go lay on the couch. So he's laying on the couch and he's got his foot on my shoulder because he can't go to sleep without his foot on touching me some way. Not his foot, but just touching me. And he was fidgety, so I'm like, okay, you're going to bed. So I had to put Brew to bed. And then he told me it was going to be cold and lonely in there. And that was at about 11:30.
So did you touch him in a special place to help him go to sleep then?
Or? No, I did not. I covered his piggy toes with the blanket and I left.
Listen.
Oh, we're family show. I'm sorry.
Yes, we're family show.
But when it comes to Beth and Brew, we don't talk about those things.
Because it makes you jealous.
No, it freaks me out.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, God. I'm not supposed to do those things, I guess.
No, she doesn't do that. He does not touch her that way. Brew, what are you doing?
God.
So we, I will give Brew this. Jen and Brew started drinking at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, we did.
We did take a nap that day.
I didn't take a nap.
Short one. Jen didn't. She drank while we slept.
So I drank more.
We took a short nap, and we went to a brewery, and we had a great time. But he basically drank the entire day. It was crazy. And Jem was drinking before 10
because she what had you do, right,
Bailey's
Jen?
In her coffee. So
every morning.
You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's right. That's
true.
Yes.
But when on brew, vacation, it's usually like
in your backyard.
So yes. So Brew was drinking all day, but that was the end of that. There was no turning back. Once he started drinking that fast, it wasn't happening. Because he was down in half a cup of beer every time he lost.
Oh my God, excuse me.
But we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. I haven't laughed like that in a while. Miss P got to touch my boob. Made her happy. I touched her leg because I thought she was Brew because I was drunk. We were sitting next to one another and I just reached over and grabbed her knee.
It was a very sensual, like that little like that squeeze that you're like, ooh.
And she's like, oh, and I'm like, I'm sorry. It's pretty she's funny. Like,
don't be.
She was like, oh, JJ. I was like, yeah, sorry.
Behave.
Yes. So, but we had a great weekend. And thank you to Miss P and her fam for hosting us. And yes. Shout out to Mr. Bob. I don't even know if he listens to this, but happy 60th,
I hope not.
Mr. Bob.
Jen's mom is awesome.
She is. Okay, so that was our clash drinking game.
Yes.
That Brew missed half of. But it's okay. I did. So let's talk about TH upgrades. You have some news, Brew, right?
Yes. Ooh. I am now a TH 13.
Town Hall 13 FC, please.
I pushed the button Sunday at Jen's.
Yep.
Mhm. And that's my RC is a 4, I think.
That's not bad for a week.
I know.
He was cruising. He had some books and stuff.
Yes, I did.
And they ran that special last week. So you could get like a book of everything and a builder potion for like $2.99 or something. Yep.
That's how she's a 4.
Just think. Think, Brew, for all that stuff you're buying, that's less beer for you.
That was
gems or beer?
Gems or beer.
Oh, man.
That's a tough call.
It is a tough call.
Beer.
Beer.
Yeah, she's beer, too. All right. But, yeah, congratulations on 13, bud.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
You made it to Town Hall 13 with never leaving out a funnel. An amazing thing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, Brew.
Maybe someday I should learn how to do that.
I mean,
Gollum, Gollum, whiz, whiz. Gollum, 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 whiz, whiz.
Whiz, whiz, whiz.
Gollum, whiz, whiz, whiz. Gollum,
three whiz. Whiz,
whiz, whiz. Whiz.
Six whiz, three on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm just learning how to queen walk, so let's not talk about my funneling.
Getting queen charge.
No, man, I'm talking about yeah, I'm talking about bringing like cocoa loons.
Oh yeah, mm. Cocoa loons.
Right. I mean, I'm getting pretty smart. Technical.
Yeah, well, Ink started me on cocoa loons with the warden walk and yelling at me about tomes when I didn't know what a tome was.
What are you talking about?
What is a tome?
That's like my favorite clash word ever. Tome.
It is a good word.
It is.
So, I am still a 14, obviously. You can't go anywhere else. No.
Me too.
Yeah, I honestly don't know where my hero. I know my queen is maxed, and I've been working on my RC.
Ooh.
There you go. Who plays with the sound on? I do.
I can still hear it, and I haven't had the sound on for years.
For sure, right?
The last time I ever played with my sound on was back in the day when to get to Legends, you had to sit in the clouds for like 25, 30 minutes at a time.
Oh, so you could hear the ching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you could hear the swords clashing. So I turned the sound on for that, but as soon as I found a match, I would go to my, and I only had a phone at that time, I'd go to my phone and I'd turn the volume down so I didn't have to listen to the attack.
So the only sound that I hate in Clash is the unicorn dying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's,
oh, I gotta listen to that.
It is like,
I have a sound bite.
A blood curdling screech. It's horrible.
Aww.
It's not nice. That's okay, bad. So my queen is an 80. She's maxed. My RC is a 26. My warden is a 53. And my king is still 75.
What are your pets? What level is your yak?
My yak is a 2.
Okay.
My unicorn is a 2.
Definitely make me bitchy mood.
My unicorn is a 2, but she's going to 3 right now. My owl is a 4. I like the owl. Other people don't, but I do. And Lassie is a 3. So.
Lassie is what?
A 3.
Mm. Okay.
Have you pet your yak lately?
Oh, goodness.
Okay, oh, my God.
Every day.
Every day.
Otherwise, he gets cranky.
No, see, I just want to know what level your yak is before we go about petting yaks here, people.
So the only troop upgrades.
I require a max yak.
The only troop upgrades I have left are the minion and the ice golem.
Ooh.
And the and the Vaux. That's all I have left in troops. All the spells are maxed. Siege machines are obviously maxed. So yeah, I'm moving along. My scatter shots just went down. I still have some builder huts to go and stuff like that, and I haven't dropped my new walls, which I need to do soon.
I haven't put scatter shot down yet.
Walls matter.
We're still working on offense, right, babe? We talked about that.
Yes.
I put both scatters down at the same time, Brew.
Mine are both down.
Oh?
I didn't need to buy beer, okay? I could spend money on gems.
Jeez.
Yes.
So posh.
Speaking of beer, I have to get one.
I spent a lot of money.
Okay. So what about you, Ben? How are you doing with yours?
King, queen, RC, and warden are all maxed. My king is, I think, 78 right now. 77. I was 77 or 78.
Okay.
My pets are all level 5, except for the Lassie, who's a level 6.
Okay.
And then in terms of like defenses, like my big defenses are all done. Scatters, Eagle. All my builder huts are maxed. I have all but one Tesla down right now. And then I just got cannons and bomb towers left to go.
Okay.
And I have all my new walls done. They're all up to Town Hall 13 level, and I only have, I think, 45 walls left to go to Town Hall 14 level.
14 and I'm or working 13?
On there. Everything's 13 level or higher. So I've been doing Town Hall 14 level walls.
Oh, okay. I'm still working on 13 walls. I only have 9 left to go to the top max 13 walls. And then I'll drop my new ones and get them up to there, and then I'll start working them.
Yeah, that's what I did too. But I don't have anything to put elixir at right now. Okay. So
I'm almost to that point too.
I just have one gold storage left to upgrade, and then it'll be all of my elixir will go into walls.
Yeah, I did all of that. So
this is the first time I could say, like, I might, well, not, it's possible I might max out walls like right around the same time I max out my defenses. And I'm doing that just for Misty because she says walls matter.
Aww. That's how I do it. I do it all along the way.
I always do it along the way because I lose. So you max out your resources and then you have to clear them out, especially with the seasons now and the gold pass. I mean, I probably did 15, 20 walls at the end of last season.
Yeah. And I mean, like being in Legends, like I'm sticking a bunch of gold in the walls too, just because if I don't, I'm going to just, all that loot's going to go bye-bye.
Yeah. I am 27 cups away from Legends again. I keep falling out of it because I don't play for a little bit. Driving home from Miss P's, and at Miss P's, I didn't attack. Normally, I sit down every night and do a boost and get my attacks in, but I didn't get to it while we were gone, so I fell out over the weekend. But it's fine. Not a huge deal. Miss P, or Ben, what attack are you using usually?
In Legends?
Or in War, or both, whatever. Oh,
Legends, I'm just doing Queen Charge Minor. I'm channeling my inner Beardsley. I'm doing Queen Charge Minor.
Nice.
And Wars, I you know, we talked about this the last time we recorded, and we lost the recording. You know, I you know, hybrid was kind of my thing for a long time. Mm-hmm. I kind of hop back and forth between hybrid and Yeti Smash. Just because, like I said the last time, I just can't bring myself to spam some witches.
I know Yetis.
How are Yetis spam?
You can just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. I think they're spammy.
Miss P was making fun of my way of deploying troops when we were doing the drinking game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, back when the Hogs first came out, you know, you do the Asian Wall, which is, you know, just a little different than like the old Barch days where you just circle your iPad over and over and over again. No, now we just go on one side back and forth over and over and over again.
This game is so much fun.
So I am a spam believer. I'm fine with it. I own it. It's okay. It's who I am. I'm with D-Lud on this. It is what it is. Right.
But I have to admit, you've been getting results out of it though too.
I have, yeah.
You know, and that's, I mean, I was really, really tempted in CWL here. We'll talk about this later, but the base I had to hit had all single Infernos, and I'm just like, man, you know, witches would probably work really well on this, but I haven't used witches in so long.
They're not that hard. It's like riding a bike.
They're not that hard. That's what she said.
They're not. Okay. But, Yeti, you know, Yeti, Yeti. Witch.
Yeti, Yeti, Yeti. Witch.
Oh, so yeah. Just, instead of Gollum, whiz.
Whiz. Yeti, yep. Yeti. Yeti, Yeti, Yeti.
Witch. You got to flip the three and the two. Yeti, okay, Yeti. Okay.
No, I do four and four.
Okay, Yeti,
so
Yeti,
four
Yeti.
Yetis.
Witch.
Four witches on each side, whichever side I'm funneling into. And then I throw the king down and then the wrecker. And then I wait for the funnel, and I put my queen and my warden with them, and my RC is funneling them into whatever direction I want them to. So if I want them to go clockwise, then she goes on the right up, whatever. You get what I mean?
There's a method to your madness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
Quake and jump, and I can open the whole base, and it's usually, it's over. Multis are tough. You have to bring... If I have multis, I bring four freezes. It's a lot of freeze, but it works.
See, and I like the Yeti Smash so much just simply because you can make such a really nice funnel with your warden, and then you can pull him in with the rest of your group versus
into the
like
tome.
So you're not doing
the aura. You got to drop a troop in the aura. The tomes when they become invincible.
That's right.
Oh, you're right.
The aura.
That pulls him over.
See, I don't even remember what he was saying to me, and I still was like, "What are you talking about?"
So I like that, and you know the siege barracks usually makes a really nice funnel on the other side. So I mean, it's like I'm so used to funneling with some kind of a walk slash charge, and either like a kiwi or a siege barracks on the other side that it just. I feel a little naked when I'm trying to funnel with regular troops. And so, I mean, like you said, I mean, you said it's just like riding a bike, but at the same time, you still need to know, it's like, okay, you still got to know how far you can expect your troops to go. You should know how they're going to pack. You know, what's going to be the best way to enter, what's going to be the best way to open the base up, all that
stuff.
And I haven't done that for so long that I just get really nervous about trying some brand new attack, especially with CWL, where you have one attack on that base and that's it.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do is one star.
I'm going to add one thing. I bring 5 super archers now, too.
Mm.
Because they are great to go behind the RC and just clean all that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the time, 90% of the time, they're still alive when they get around to the other side with the other troops.
Yeah, like I said, I've watched a number of your attacks, war attacks, just simply because it's like, man, she's been kicking butt and taking names.
Pretty good, yeah. Well,
and I've been struggling.
Witches are pretty OP right now. You throw 8 of them on a map, and they're gonna clear a lot.
I mean, they have been for a long time, but
they have been. They weren't for a little while. So, I mean, when we used to do AWL, and I mean, that's what 4 or 5 years ago now. 4 years ago now,
they were still pretty OP back then.
They were OP back then, and then they switched. No. They nerfed them for a while.
Yes.
Because I couldn't do my Bow Witch, and that was my bread and butter. I would absolutely walk into a war and check every base and go, okay, I can Bow Witch this one and this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put it in the channel. I can do this and I can do this. You know, so it's I missed it a lot. And then when they came back and I'm like, oh, because they're not hard to me.
Yeah.
But they came back for a really long time.
Like the Max Witches, I think, are like the really, I mean, that's what really made the difference.
13. Early last year, didn't they give them one level?
Something
or they
like
buffed
that.
Them. I can't remember which. Or they nerfed something else. I don't remember.
I think they're still pretty tough at 9, though, aren't they?
They were good at the lower levels when they weren't at 13 for a while. Because 13 had the scatters, and you just couldn't get the base. Remember when the bases were all those 4 square?
Oh god, they still are
really spread out.
Still are,
yeah. But the log roller changed that. That's what changed it, because it's basically just this huge thing going right at the town hall, and if you can keep it alive,
what's the log roller.
The turd tosser, as you like to call it.
Yo, it is the turd tosser.
Okay, well, for those people who are not in Noble with us, we need to be clear.
So, it's the log launcher, by the way. But,
is it?
But
I call it the roller.
That's how I request it.
It does kind of roll.
It rolls them, yes.
Yeah.
But if you can keep that alive all the way to the town hall, it will take it out.
It'll take out a town hall.
Right. So let's call out Supercell. So they have the Wall Wrecker, WW.
Yeah.
Battle Blimp, BB. Stone Slammer, SS.
Uh-huh.
And then they come out with a Siege Barracks, SB. And then they come out with the Log Launcher, LL. So it's like... Supercell, why did you screw up the Siege Barracks? I just don't understand. I mean, you were going. I mean, you had your Marvel Comics same initial first and last name initials going, and then you screwed up with the Siege Barracks.
Only Ben can take that back to a comic.
Yes,
Peter Parker. Yeah. You
know. I mean, like.
All right, so let's talk about CWL.
Let's talk about CWL.
Yes.
Let's talk about CWL. Let's talk about you and me.
So, Jen, do you want to talk about NH2? Because I'm not over there. So why don't you and Ben and talk about that?
Over in NH2,
I'm not involved with the NH2 thing.
Competition?
Because I'm not in every day, I don't think. Well, I suppose I will be in one account.
I don't think it matters. And it's not even really, I don't think there's a competition. It's just like, this is what
we're
doing.
Just a fun thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of, because
I didn't get the memo because I've been like doing 10, 10, 15 with my the whole time. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, CWL is a really tough week because it's kind of, you either just dread it. It's just a really tough, dreadful week to just do an attack every night and be just, you know, upset. But Ink said to me, he was like, hey, these people are doing this thing in NH2. Why don't you do it too? So what we're doing is we're hitting our mirrors and we do a queen charge into the base and then anything after that. Like you can use whatever for your second phase of the attack. So it's kind of fun because, of course, I have a problem with the difference between a queen charge and a queen walk, but I understand it now. Okay, I'm making sure that she is going into this base when I do my attacks. She is not walking anywhere but in. But who's not what?
Who's not making sure? Who's doing walks instead of charges?
Oh well, Ink did. Ink did a walk on his first war attack. I was watching.
She's putting you on blast.
I texted him. I put him on blast right then and there. I was like, dude, that was not a queen charge. That was a walk. I thought we were doing charges. Like, if I knew we could walk, then I'll be walking all day. Like, what the heck? He was like, yeah, she was supposed to go in. You know, he messed up the attack. But hey, it still worked. But, you know, definitely she was walking. She walked like three compartments. And then she finally went into the base. Like, that's by default. Like, that's a charge by default.
She followed the main group in. That's a charge.
Yeah, right. Charge! But I'm trying to do a different attack with my queen charge, not just always doing queen charge hogs like I always do. So I did do queen charge hybrid on my first attack, but that was against the Town Hall 14, so I don't care. But then I did queen charge into mass hogs because that's what the base called for. Then I did queen charge into mass yetis.
Whoa.
I mean, and I put a jump down where my lock launcher had already broken through I jumped the hogs all the time. But it was really terrible. I was like, I don't know where they're going, what they're doing. I'm just putting spells down because maybe they're going to go that direction. I don't know. What do yetis do? Well, they got me the 3 stars, what they did. That's what they got me.
Woohoo! See?
But what I find is fun.
Fam life.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, I queen walked. I queen charged it. I want to do a queen charge Lalo. I'm going to. I did a Lalo in C2J. Queen charge. That was pretty fun. But that was a Town Hall 11. But what I find... Yes, I am an air goddess. What I like is fun is watching the other people's attacks and kind of just watching what they're doing or whatever. But I was talking with GC and he was planning one of his attacks. And his attacks are so elaborate. Like, it's like probably 5 or 6 sentences just for taking out an air defense. And that's like 800 troop space. We're going to take out this air defense right there because that is going to mess up my walk. And I was like, I don't think you need to take out that air defense. Just kind of move your healer a little bit. I think you're fine. Then there was a second part of the attack where he was blimping a town hall. And then when there was 90 seconds left in the attack is when he put his queen and healers down. Because we're going queen charge into this base. He even put down his super wall record before anything. He was like, boom, here, there's where you're going into the base.
I do that all the time, though. I mean, that's not bad.
I mean, I don't think I've ever done that, though. I've never seen him
queen charged at the end of the attack.
Oh, no, yeah, Rachel.
Well, that too.
In the last 90 seconds?
No, I put my super wall breakers down long before
I don't do that. I mean, I guess it's also just weird to see him queen walk because he is definitely a dirty spammer and he's mm-hmm. so into this whole entire thing. That's why they're so elaborate. It's this huge, complicated queen walk.
So the whole chat is GCBC's entry.
And it's all just an entry.
Wow. <That's
laughs> crazy. Love it.
Hey, I love he's having him. Fun. And that's
he is
what
having
I,
fun,
I,
and that's what the game's
and,
about.
Yeah, and you know? That's what it is about.
Mm-hmm. So when did he actually start his main part of his attack?
Oh, there was 90 seconds left, and that's when the queen was put down and the healers. And then at 30 seconds left is when his homies were deployed. Because you're going to get it then, right? You got, like, but it's not like it was such an, like, there was only, like, 10% left in the base at this point in time, because the queen should have been walking forever. When I queen charge, queen walk, I maybe put down 2 troops before my queen, but generally, it's the queen, then my healers. Not 90 nice. Seconds in.
Yeah, for me, if I can't really, like, funnel her in with a couple baby drags, I'm like, ah, screw it, I can't do this.
Yep, same here.
I'm switching my attack.
I might do a Coco Loon in front of the baby drag, and then a baby drag. And if that doesn't work, then I'm out. That's enough. Mm-hmm. Too complicated. Yeah, see, then.
You know, I'll do that with, like, if I'm doing a Warden Walk, just because the healers are so much more important than a Warden Walk. But typically, you know, it's not the meta anymore to have those stupid air bombs out on the edges the
That's
way
they true.
Used to be. You have a question? You have to miss it. I'm
being like, Sugar was on the voice with us and we were all trashed. All trashed. And poor Sugar's like, I have a question. I'm like, okay. Go ahead.
What's the difference between a queen, a warden charge, and a warden walk?
I don't think anybody ever does a warden charge.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen a warden charge.
Really?
No. Okay. You might be coming up with a new thing here, Miss B.
There you go. No way.
He's not
terrible enough.
That's next season's NH2.
Yeah, when he starts to have the DPS and the hit points of a queen, maybe we'll start seeing some charges. Warden charges.
Warden charge.
But typically with him, it's like, if you have a couple defenses on him, you're starting to get a little worried. And I mean, you can take on a scattershot with him if that's, like, pretty much the only thing that he's taken on. But yeah, if he's got a couple points on him with the scattershot, you're going to lose him.
It's mm-hmm. over.
So, yeah.
Mm.
So what's the difference between a queen walk and a queen charge, Jen? Since you
a
finally
queen
figured it out.
Charge goes into the base. Didn't we talk about this the other day? But see, to me, it's always been a walk because I always charge her into the base no matter what. She always goes into the base. I don't really walk her down a side of a base and everybody else does something else. I mean, maybe I did that at Town Hall 9 when I, I would walk
I used to
her
do
down
it
the
at 9
side,
and 10. But I don't
and then
do it
Golem anymore. Witches down the gut.
I meet her in with the kill squad if I can.
Yeah.
But unless she goes the wrong way.
I was going to say, she always going the wrong way.
She's always going the wrong way. Sometimes she does, right?
Brew hears me yell at her. A lot.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
She's been pretty good lately. I'm going to knock on wood. I have not had to yell at my queen in a while. I don't know if it's I'm getting better or if she's getting better.
I will admit that is a much less rare occasion.
Yeah.
That she strays.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, once she kind of gets into the base.
Where's my queen?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, especially if you got some like compartment that's kind of like the 4 square bases. If you break her into like one and she takes out like the Inferno and, you know, they got it ringed with other buildings and defenses, you know, you can put a jump down for her and she'll friggin' ignore that jump and beat on the wall on the other side of the
all the time.
but for the most part, yeah, I would say. Yeah, but the warden seems like he's kind of been a little wonky as of late.
I haven't had an issue with him, but maybe it's just me.
Yeah, it just seems like he'd much rather like follow like one Yeti than 15 miners or something like that. It's stupid. But
maybe he gets confused. I can never find miners, so I can't blame him.
Oh, that's true.
They go underground, and then I'm like, where are they going? Which way? Oh, they went that way. Okay.
The Yetis have a bigger yak.
Maybe. That might be it. That's a possibility.
Is the Yetis yak max, though?
I mean, it's important.
Well, it is important. Okay, so in Noble Maine, We are doing a competition. There's 15 of us, and I think 12 of us or 13 of us is doing it. I think. Yeah. And it's
people that aren't.
We are also hitting mirrors. It's been great for me because I'm at the bottom of the map.
So, yeah.
Today I logged on and I was like, hello, heroes. And Snoopy was like, JJ, you have to attack with your eyes closed today. And I'm like, what? And I look at the map and it was an 11.
Oh my
nice.
God.
And I was like, oh, I was like, how about no CC? And he just said, LOL. And I was like, so this was my plan. 15, plan for 15. Smash, spam, quad quake, jump, 14v11. And Socio was like, good luck, LOL. Yes, Ben.
You're starting to echo a little bit.
Oh, I'll stop talking. It's loud.
She got excited there for
a
minute.
Go back to my I have to go back to my bedroom voice. So,
hypocritudinous.
Hypocritudinous, yeah. So whoever gets the least amount of stars this week in Noble that is in the competition has to change their Discord name to whatever we decide.
I think we already know who it's going to be.
Poor Socio. It's going to be El Socio.
Oh.
So he's number one. On the map. Every war.
Yeah.
So so he has to hit one every war. And he has gotten... We're on day what?
Well, through three wars.
We're on day three. He has two stars.
Yeah, didn't he have a zero star?
He did. Yeah.
He did. He did.
All right, buddy.
And I think it's been tough luck because normally he's a beast.
Yeah,
normally he is really, really good, but he's had some. I mean, I watched his complete fail, and I was like, "Oh man, that's rough! Like really rough."
Yeah,
I think he tried to blizzard blizzard a town hall, and it didn't go down, and then it kind of just wrecked everything from that point on.
Yeah, but, and some of it might be mental too, like 1v1. I'm at the top of the map. I have to. And I've said it to him before, like, it's okay. It's you don't have to get three stars.
Go for two.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay. You know, not a big deal.
Right, and that's what it's all about with SEC WL anyways, is getting two. You ensure the two and try and get three is what you do. And
I mean, if he has a good finish, he might be able to take Beardsley.
God, that would be so sweet.
It would be sweet. It would, because he's got two, and Beards has got six. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to overtake. Yeah. But Beardsley can fall on his face pretty fast.
Oh,
I only have six stars, too.
Sorry, Beards.
Beards is awesome, and he knows I love him, but there are times where he, like, goes in, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I watched one of his attacks. I don't know if it was day one or day two, and it was like he like queen charged in like at 1:30, and then he sent like a turd tosser and some other stuff in at like 7:30. It's like perpendicular, like just right at each other, and it's like so he basically tried to cut the base in half and then minor the rest. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing?
It had to be day one. Because day two, he got a three star. Day one, he's been doing Lalo.
He has been doing Lalo. I've seen Beardsley do the blimp blizzard into Lalo, and he actually did okay.
He's like this close.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with Lalo. It's either all or nothing. You get one or you get three. It's very hard to do two.
The main thing is we just want to give Beardsley any credit.
No, I'll give Beardsley credit. I like Beardsley.
I like Beardsley too, but...
Just wait till he asks you to make him a sandwich.
I'll make him a sandwich. It'll be on keto bread and he won't like it and he'll never ask for another sandwich again. I got him.
So, mic drop. So that is the competition in Noble, Maine. And I've gotten very lucky. Why is there
vegetables in my sandwich? I'm sorry.
I have gotten very lucky because I'm at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm
number four in the
213s and 111.
Yeah. So I like hitting the mirrors. It's a fun way to do these wars. It just takes the confusion out of it. Just hit your mirror.
Yeah, there's some people that don't like it, and I get it.
Oh, no,
I mean,
no,
for me, it's been fine, but others, it's not so much fun.
So let's talk about my day two attack. I actually got to dip on a 13 due to some technical difficulties with hitting mirrors on day two.
Yep.
And
I thought that was about me. I was like, oh my God, I'm supposed to be posting plans. I was like, where was I supposed to post a plan? I don't understand. I'm just doing what? Really?
So, it was Noble Maine.
I texted somebody who I thought was a good clasher to see if my plan was going to work. And she thought it was great. And then I was going to go in and attack. And she was like, no, don't go attack yet. You got to let me into the clan so I can watch you live. So I let this person in, had to promote her to elder. I got a 99% and proceeded to kick her immediately afterwards.
Why are you like you're attacking with planning with other people? I'm really upset about this. I didn't know that you were planning with other people. I thought that
I was just glad that JJ was already in bed because I ended up kicking her three times that night. It was great.
He's like, here, come back, please. I won't kick you. Kick.
So as soon as I got done with the attack, I said in chat before, like, if this fails, I'm blaming Miss P. And I got a 99% two-star. So as soon as I get out of my attack, I kick Miss P out. She comes back. She says, BTG's being mean. I was like, oh, you're giving me another opportunity to feel better. So I kick her again. Okay. And then she comes back, and I leave her alone. I leave her alone for a while. But knowing that she had to go back to NH2 and she was going to have to leave, I just helped show her the door at the end of the night and kicked her a third time.
Was that the special one? Was that the one when you left me? What did it say?
I think roses are red, violets are blue. You aren't a 14, so I had to kick you.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, it was a good one. I woke up to that, so it was fun.
I totally expected a text at 6:30 in the morning. But I didn't get one. I'm like, finally got a text. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Did you like my message? Come on, you're ruining my fun here.
Good.
Oh my God.
But that is probably the highlight of my Clash career, getting to kick Miss P out of a clan three times in one night.
I mean,
oh my goodness.
And these are the people I call my friends.
Love you. She's not saying that.
No. She's like, nope.
Silence.
No.
All right. So sorry about that. We kind of went on a detour, but we're trying to make CWL fun.
It is. Go ahead.
I will say this, that, you know, I don't mind the fact that we're trying to push a little bit and see what we can do in Noble Maine with the higher accounts. But it's kind of dead in Noble Maine without everybody there.
Yeah.
So
it's very quiet.
Not saying we shouldn't do it, but I do miss all the friends that go over to NH2 during this week.
Yes.
You guys. Even you, Miss P.
Shut up.
When she decides to hang out with us.
Yeah, right. She leaves and goes to another clan.
I am like a clan hopper. Like, don't look at my clash of staff.
But you have two of your clans in your whatchamacallit in one clan. Like,
Jim gets very upset about this.
Holy cow.
Jen. When she's a hero, she should be in Noble.
Yes.
And I'm like,
I'm in NH2. I'm coming back.
Oh, no, you left.
No.
And he pointed it out. He was like, yes. Look, she left.
She left.
Listen, like, okay, this was in my contract. It was in my contract that I was allowed to go.
There was no contract.
No, there's no contract.
I signed a contract, Ben. What is going on?
With who?
Ben made me sign a contract.
I called you out on it too, though. He did. I was like, "Oh, so you decided not to be a hero anymore?"
What is it, Miss P?
I'm over there for CWL. I'm like, that's in 3 weeks, Jen.
Where was she? I don't even know where she's been. I have no idea. Listen, okay.
Oh God,
she's a social butterfly. We gotta let her.
That's why I told you it was in my contract that I can leave and come back.
I know no contract.
I'll show it to you. I will. Email it to
Brew
you.
Gets really upset about this, Jen. You don't understand.
No, I'm sorry, Brew. I love you.
He likes everybody at home. Like this is not okay.
This is not okay.
It's not okay.
You
nope.
guys, is this where you guys are going to read me letters?
It's not your intervention. I'm just letting you know that it upsets Brew.
I totally didn't mean it to go down this rabbit hole where we picked on Miss P about not being humble for a while.
No. I'm the one that brought it up.
I'm glad it went down there.
I expect my dad to see 13.
I was like, yeah.
Hey, you just became a Town Hall 13. You can't be talking about Miss Town Hall 13 FC, please, when you've just turned 13.
Hey, it's a Town Hall 13 FC.
What? He was asking for it the one day, and he's like, Miss P's not here. She can't give me one.
And I was like, send out the Town Hall 13 FC back.
Did he have
she
one,
did.
Like,
he did. I did. I'm not there right now.
Oh, that's right.
One tiny tear. Just rolling down
the street. Jeez, wait, shut up.
Oh my God.
Okay, Audrey. No. That's enough guilt.
Thank you.
Sorry, Audrey.
Oh, this is our
So Monty Python.
Monty Python.
Oh my
we
God.
Are the knights that say me.
Me.
Just
me.
Yes.
Me. Oh my God.
Okay. This was
don't say that word.
This was a tough movie.
What, me?
No. I said it. I said it.
Ah! You said it again.
You said it again.
No, I said it.
What did you do with my friends? Please bring them back.
I'm right here, Jen.
Thank you, Brew. So you tell me about this movie, Brew.
What?
Do you even remember the movie? No.
No, parts of it.
Parts of it.
What was your favorite part, babe?
Yeah.
Let me see. Rewind.
He's thinking.
It's rewinding.
Okay. Rewinding his brain.
I don't remember that part of the movie.
French guys at the castle.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I will fart in your general direction.
Oh my God.
That was the best.
Wasn't that the line you were going to use on me, like, constantly, Jen?
Yeah, I farted in your general direction. Oh, your mother was a hamster, and your father smells of elderberry.
Yes.
It's so elaborate that I forget to use it.
I wonder if there's a GIF for it.
I really should, but there's rules to GIFing that Ben makes me follow.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay, we're not going down that rabbit hole.
It's not a rule. Style in mind is better.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Lord.
Lord, help
no,
us.
No, it had been so long since I'd seen that movie, and I'm getting off of the whole GIF thing.
I just like the fact that we know the name of Knight of Knee name came from in the farm.
Well, we knew that because he was on our podcast before.
We did, but
we did.
I didn't have anything to correlate it back to.
Right.
I had never watched the movie.
Before then, I had never watched the movie before a few weeks ago.
And so I keep forgetting to
see in my head when I read his stuff on Discord is the guy really tall.
Yeah, right.
We are mm-hmm. needs of me. You bring us a hedge. Why a hedge?
Oh my god.
Strange. Why a hedge?
Completely random thing. Like
I know.
No, it's shrubbery. It's shrubbery. Not shrubbery.
Shrubbery. Yeah.
And there was a person shrubbery. Who like I make the shrubbery. Oh, okay.
I forgot about shrubbery.
The thing I love so much about that movie is there are, like,
oh god,
you there are like the one liners in that movie that people use to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's true.
Tis just a flesh wound, and just the flesh wound. Tracts of land.
Oh yeah, the guy that lost his legs and his arm and stuff.
Yeah, the flesh wound, and then when the arranged marriage where she has huge tracts of land, and also huge tracts of land.
I did laugh a few times at
this. Oh, I did too, a few times.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, like my friends around here and I, you know, we'll use those lines all the time, and I hear people that have probably never even seen the movie that use the same one-liners from that movie.
But why you know? Isn't the fart in the general direction a liner? A one-liner.
It's too elaborate.
No, it's yeah. not.
That's what I said. Because there's a whole thing to it. It's not just
you can,
like
you can just say that fart one in your sentence, and it's hilarious.
I will fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smells of elderberry. Now I have pictures of it. I take screenshots.
That's the fourth curse.
I know, this right? I'm allowed. Like, listen, we'll just put it through and see what happens.
You always tell us to listen, and
listen.
It never works.
Listen.
I listen.
I was fed in your general direction.
I agree, though, that it's just in. You could just use that, but the whole, you know, your mother was a hamster and your father sells elderberries. Just makes the entire line perfect. Yeah, okay. You know?
And yeah, the other thing is, like, why do they throw farm animals?
Yeah, like, Ben, is that a thing in France? Come on, you got
the French. The French guys.
It's Monty Python. Why do they use a Trojan bunny rabbit?
You know? With no one in it.
No one in it.
That was hilarious.
She's questioning why when they throw.
I know. Okay, my logical brain, like, what? Who thought right. that was okay?
Why is there a knight, you know, yelling at the guy telling him to come back and fight like a man when he has no arms and legs, you know?
True. The Trojan thing was hilarious, too. When they run over and they watch it go up and they watch him bring it in. And they're like, so what happens next? And they're like, well, him and I forget their names, him and I jump out of it. And they all look at him like, is that going to happen? Now you're off. Darn.
Oh, and I remembered, but I kind of forgotten how they all pretend to ride their horse and they have the slaves doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right? Oh yeah. God.
I wanted to, like, come in to the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Click, 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 click. You need coconuts.
Yeah. I don't
have
coconuts.
Where did you get the coconuts?
The first scene, we're just like, what the hell's going on? Then you see the guy clicking.
What is the airspeed of an unladen swallow, though?
Listen.
African or European?
African, right. Yep, that was...
See, she got it.
Oh, no. Yes.
I remembered.
Very good. Very
that
good.
Came in at the end of the movie.
No, that was the beginning of the movie. That was the
no,
first...
but it came back
it
at the
back.
End of the
it
movie.
It comes back,
yep.
Yeah.
And that's a sign of good screenwriting right there, where they, like, work in the swallows at the beginning, and then they
Michael.
Bring it back. They bring the it full circle at
my
the end.
God. Right. Listen, they said that. Okay, I remember I talked about this earlier, but I listened to a podcast about them.
Okay.
It was from, they're called Bacon and Eggs, and these two guys just kind of nerded out to the movie Monty Python, and they said something. Am I still here?
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
What? Just you like froze? You were like.
Were you pretending to be frozen? I lost my train of thought. I'm just gonna pretend like I'm screen froze. Like, and I. Anybody notice that I'm still alive? Does anybody notice that I'm not really frozen?
I've had 2.5 beers
in 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's still a long.
She hasn't retained her train of thought yet, regained it yet.
No, I went off. Okay, so I listened to a podcast called Bacon and Eggs, and it was just two guys that nerded out, and they mentioned that they were like, you know, that in this day and age, people are still talking about this movie and using references from it. So it's
there's a lot definitely, of
movies. Yeah. Oh, but, for sure.
Dirty Dancing has like 4 or 5 lines.
Nobody put carried baby a watermelon.
Spaghetti arms.
Listen, spaghetti arms. This is my dance space. Yeah. That is it. Do you want me to keep
exactly.
going? Are we playing a game now?
No, we don't have to play
a game. Oh, okay.
That's Miss P's Twitter bio.
I know.
Thank you. It's my favorite movie in the entire world.
Love it.
I carried a watermelon.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Pretty Woman.
Let's talk about how many one-liners come from like the original trilogy of Star Wars and how many one-liners come from the original.
Why are we always going to Star Wars?
Last trilogy of Star Wars.
Understood because you were to me. All I heard.
You're breaking up, SP.
No.
Okay.
How many one-liners are for straight?
I thought she was too, but she's not.
Blazing Saddles.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They had Blazing Saddles.
Come on.
Somebody needs to suggest Blazing Saddles. Just saying. Yes, Miss B.
No, that was the circle thing when you're playing Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
And the circle. Yeah.
Yes.
Buffering. I'm like roaming.
Buffering.
Yeah, buffering. And then the queen will go.
How was that again?
Oh, God.
I totally wish that this is like a video instead of a podcast.
People could see that. Oh, Miss P looks like she's having a seizure of some sort.
Oh, God.
So I think our next one is The Natural, right?
Probably.
Yep.
Oh, it's a great movie.
And then we can do Blazing Saddles and we can have all the dimes in the world.
Yes. Somebody go back and get up.
Get a shitload.
That's Bruce. Oh, goodness.
You said it, Bruce.
Oh, boy.
That movie has a lot of curses in it, so we'll have to be careful with that one. But
yes, and just so people are aware. Okay, well, if we ever watch Blazing Saddles, we'll talk about it then, but we won't go down that rabbit hole now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any other thoughts on Monty Python?
It's just good fun.
It was good fun.
I'm glad I got to finally watch it at the ripe old age of 29.
I agree. Thank you, Crab. All right. B&B.
Was it Crab or was it
Crab? It was Crab. He was on the pot.
I thought he suggested The Natural.
Yeah, I think he suggested The Natural.
I think it was
Jeremy.
Maybe.
Fake Edge?
I think it was Jeremy or F.
That's Jeremy.
That's Jeremy, yes.
Fake Edge is Jeremy. All right, B&B Brew Corner. Brew, what are you drinking? His favorite brewery now.
Brewery?
Warwick Farm Brewery.
Yes. If it's not my beer.
It's not your beer. And what kind is it?
It's a hazy IPA.
Oh, it's that one?
Sounds like an infomercial. If I'm not drinking my beer, I'm drinking Warwick Farms Hazy IPA.
That's right.
He's getting paid to do this. Be quiet. Let him do his thing.
Maybe you're going to
freak out. He's got to make money.
Maybe we can get a sponsorship. Maybe he can be our
sponsor. Yes!
See?
Bruce is going to play golf with the guys that own it. So maybe he can work
on
that.
Yes, I am.
Oh, look at you, Bruce.
And I once again am
every single gosh darn week.
Two-hearted. Bells Two Hearted. Bells, it's the beer for me.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
So I am
endlessly plugging things in hopes of sponsorship. They're never going to happen.
They don't listen to our podcast.
Like I have Miss P's cup.
I have your cup too. Look
at it. I like yours. You're my favorite bee to be about bees with.
Listen, okay, you are my favorite to about with.
Exactly. Yours doesn't have any. The one you gave me doesn't have any.
You know, it'd purses. Be more fun if whoever's editing this will like put in like a when you're saying that, even though you're not actually saying.
Side by side or miles apart, friends will always be connected by heart.
Yes,
that's my cup.
Poetry.
It is poetry, and I'm drinking Verdi champagne.
Because she's fancy.
Fancy tonight. The only reason I'm fancy is because this is all I had. And I bought it for Easter brunch.
Yep.
And no one wanted to have mimosas with me.
I didn't.
I would have had mimosas with you.
I know you would.
Know that.
But like, wait,
I did.
You didn't.
Oh. I had a vermosa with you.
Not that day. Because I didn't open the bottle.
He had a vermosa with you.
Vermosa, yeah.
Whatever
vermosa.
They are.
What are you
We're
drinking, Miss P?
Lots of vermosas in Mexico.
Yes, vermosas.
Oh my god.
Oh, I can't wait to drink mimosas in Mexico.
No, they're vermosas. Vermosas from now on.
That's it.
They're vermosas. I'm going to get. Can I have a vermosa, please?
You can all thank me.
I'm going to get kicked out of the bar before I even get a drink.
sorry, ma'am. You've had too much to drink already.
I'm like, I haven't even had one.
I'll get off. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. You're already drunk.
It's Brew's fault.
Usually by 10, okay, when I drink in the morning, it's because I've slept in. I'm drinking Robert Mondavi. It's the winery. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been drinking this one for a while now. I found him probably about 2 months ago, but it's a bourbon barrel aged Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's kind of dry, but I don't mind the dryness. And I've liked a lot of his. I got the last one I got when you were here was a different. It was like a red blend. That one was pretty sweet. I did actually kind of like that one for a different taste.
What did the cork say? You said you wanted to read the cork.
Oh, the cork does. I know the cork does say something. What does it say? I have to turn it around. Fine wine can turn a good meal into a feast. Robert Mondavi.
I like it.
I looked him up today, and he makes Woodbridge wine, and that's a pretty common wine for those who look at wines or whatever. I didn't realize that. I was like, oh, all right.
I like it.
I do too.
Okay. Ben, have you brewed anything lately? Or is your brew stuff still packed away?
Still packed away.
No.
Brew brewed one.
I have two in my.
You have two in your bucket. One in each bucket.
Yep.
What do you remember what's in there?
Are the lids sealed tight this time?
They are. Yeah.
Yes. Right?
So I got him a lemon.
A lemon shandy.
Shandy.
Ooh.
I got to put the crystallized lemon.
I think he should bottle that, Jen, and we can bring it to Sea Pines.
Please, I haven't had one of your light beers. Your light beer was the first beer I had ever tried from you. And it was
probably the summer one.
Yeah, it was the most delicious thing I had ever tasted in my entire life.
Bottling is...
And then...
A pain.
That's
what
she said. Oh, I know. Thank you, Ben. I know. But you have that special tool.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but we have the special tool. I will help you.
I'll come down and help you.
There you go.
All right.
You gotta bring something other than shandies. Shandies aren't my jam, yo.
Well, we can buy regular beer for you. You can have Yingling. What did Ink call it? Youngling?
Youngling.
That is not what it's called.
No.
No, it's kind of like you don't call a rabbit hole a minor hole. It's just not right.
Jeez. Okay, keto corner. So, keto. I am going back on keto starting Monday. So tomorrow I'm going food shopping. It's a period at the end of that sentence this time instead of a comma.
And listen. Here it is. Ready?
Listen. That's everybody, my line, dude.
Here,
you got to get it close to your microphone. Closer. That was like the slowest open ever.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, they didn't hear it.
I was about to do the can check. Well, we're waiting.
All right.
I'm trying to get here.
What a letdown.
Okay. So, what was that? You okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just adjusting my little pillow here.
Oh, okay. So,
can I hear that can opening, Ben?
I am going to go to the food store tomorrow and pick up my veggies and all that stuff. I have plenty of meat. I'm good there. But I'm not going to do full 20. 20 grams. 20 net. No, 20 total grams. Parts of,
yeah.
Yeah.
Total.
I'm going to do probably 40 total, which will probably get me to like 30 net. But that's fine. And I'm going to incorporate color. I need color.
Eat the rainbow.
Just because of my iron issues. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I think this week I'm going to make cauliflower casserole.
Which I love cauliflower casserole. And I love your cauliflower casserole.
So I need to get like cream cheese and stuff because I don't have a lot of that. And that's big time keto. So I'm looking forward to it.
Excuse me.
What's something that... Oh, we should talk about the green beans.
Well, yes, talk about those.
They were actually really good.
Transitions into my thing that I ate.
Okay. So on Memorial Day, I was at Miss P's, and we had quite the little gourmet meal. So we had...
We drink our carbs. We don't eat our carbs.
There you go. We did. We drank our carbs, for sure.
I need that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a good one. So we had kebabs with steak and shrimp.
God, they were so
and
good.
Peppers and onions, and they were really good. And then we had a green bean dish that was charred green beans. Miss P is a professional charring vegetable person, so
I like to kill my vegetables.
So she charred the green beans, and what you do is you take ricotta cheese, you add a little bit of olive oil and some salt. I think next time I'll add garlic powder, maybe onion powder, pepper, like it
for
needed
sure.
more.
Yeah. Salt.
And yeah.
Salt.
And you whip the ricotta, and then you spread it on a 8x8 dish.
Did you whip it good?
You whip it
good. I whip it nay-nay, man. No, it's whipped nay-nay now. Whoa.
You spread it on an 8x8 dish, and then you take your charred green beans, which we did toss in olive oil, salt, pepper, and garlic, and we put them on top of the ricotta. And what we forgot to do was put the lemon zest and the lemon juice on top. So
that would have been nice, too.
That would have made a difference.
Yeah, for sure.
So
that sounds pretty good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
Yes.
It was probably the like healthiest meal we had all weekend.
No, I think every meal was healthy.
That was great.
No, those carbs were the Lord's carbs. We don't count those.
So no, we had that was a great meal. So I am definitely gonna make that again. Maybe tomorrow. We might have that with our steak tomorrow. Mm. We're having steak tomorrow. Grace has requested steak and Kraft macaroni and cheese. I won't eat the Kraft macaroni and cheese, but that's fine.
Well, I mean,
she said that is her death row dinner.
Kraft macaroni
and cheese.
And
steak.
Yes.
And steak.
I mean, a good steak for sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
We all know Grace.
Rare.
So
rare.
She likes craft, it. Like, yeah, she likes blue. It medium rare.
Like, just cut it. She's off a the medium cow rare. And give it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should still be mooing.
Yes. No. Like, no. I still want to hear him mooing in the background. I'm so sick.
Okay. So, Miss P, you said you had one you wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah. So, the vegetables that I eat are very green. I have incorporated more peppers and like the red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers. But I try to eat tomatoes sometimes. But I'll eat broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, green beans. Well, they're so green, it's ridiculous. But those are the veggies I like.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Brussels on the grill were so good. But I added goat cheese to my green beans today. That Ooh. Was yummy. I know.
I have goat cheese.
Ooh, it was actually really, and I mixed it with, it was 7 ounces of green beans with 2 ounces of cream cheese, because I like to go over top with the fat, and then 2 tablespoons of butter, just to kind of get the cream cheese a little bit thinner than it really was. But I probably should have whipped it. That would have been yummy too. But it was so delicious. I'm definitely going to do it again. Because goat cheese is like, it's like the best cheese ever.
Whoa. I'm trying to charge my phone while we talk.
I know, I have to charge my phone too. But I don't want to. I think I need to stop being keto, and I need to incorporate more carbs. Just because of the way I work out, I think, and how active I am, I need to eat something that's going to enable my body to build the muscle that I want my body to build. And yeah. Fat is not going to do that. Maybe some sweet potatoes. Like, I've been kind of in the mood that like carbs are the enemy for 3 years now.
Right.
That it's hard to incorporate. Okay, let's just bring in a little bit of, there's good carbs. There's carbs that are okay for you.
There are. Yeah, there are for sure.
So I have to work on that. I'm going to work on it.
Good. All right. Keto corner.
I will say I've been trying to have at least 3 servings of vegetables every single day. I'm good. Proud of myself.
Nice. I love that vegetables. They're my favorite thing.
All right. We're going to do... Meat. See, because we didn't get any fan questions, we're going to do rapid fire questions.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Everybody ready?
Yep. I think so.
Okay. Brew.
Yes.
What color is your toothbrush?
I have a red one in the upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And the camper toothbrush is blue.
Correct. All right, here we go.
Boom.
Ben.
Yes.
If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be and who would play you?
It would be a comedy and Chris Farley would play me.
It's actually.
How did I get that question?
Yes. I like that.
That is fantastic.
That was a great answer. All right, Miss B.
Rapid fire.
Miss P, if you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be and why?
Gal Gadot. Because she's Wonder Woman.
Predictable.
Yeah.
Predictable. Okay. This will be for me. If you were famous. Nope, that wasn't the one I wanted to do. What is your worst job that you could have? What is the worst job you could have? I think for me, the worst job I could have is something where I don't interact with other people. Like a security guard in a hut overnight, not my dream job.
Oh my God, that would be so bad.
And still doing Rubik's Cubes.
He's still...
All right, babe.
Yes.
Ready?
Yep.
All right, let me see. Pick a number between 70 and 75.
You got that.
73.
Okay. Which of the presidents was your favorite? Dude. No, 69 wasn't an option.
Yeah, that's not an option.
Between 70 and 75, I said.
Oh.
Which of the presidents was your favorite?
Who's that for?
Holy cow.
You pick 73.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
That was the question.
I'm going with George Bush. Kicked ass in 9/11.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, Ben, pick between 90 and 95.
99.
It's not between 90 and 95.
91.
What is your least favorite type of music?
Man. That's a really tough one because I like most types of music. I would say,
right?
You know, like kiddie pop. I can't sing kiddie pop.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like JoJo Siwa?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love JoJo Siwa.
You would.
No, I don't.
All right, Jen, between 100 and 105.
100.
What was your favorite cartoon show growing up?
Ooh.
Uh-oh. I don't like cartoons.
Oh, you didn't watch cartoons on Saturdays in the morning?
Listen, okay, I did because I'm definitely older than 29.
What?
Shut up. But as an adult, I do not watch cartoons. Like, it is like the hardest thing for me.
It says growing up.
No, I know that. I know that. Probably Scooby-Doo, maybe?
That's a good one.
Okay.
It's a classic.
Yes.
All right, Brew, do you want to answer it?
Wasn't, like, the Justice League, like, Wonder Woman?
No. No.
I never, that's like, no.
Mine was the Smurfs.
Bugs Bunny.
Brew likes Bugs Bunny. I like the Smurfs. I watched the Smurfs.
What's your favorite cartoon now, Jen?
I don't have one, Ben.
Yeah, Roadrunner and Coyote.
You don't like... You don't like the Clone Wars or Star Wars?
I do
Wars
not
Rebels?
Watch Bad Batch.
No!
I do not
that's
watch the Clone Wars.
Cartoon!
No, Brew, you're going to get Brew upset, man. This is like a passionate thing for him.
Those are what's cartoons, that? But I cannot watch them.
Not a cartoon, Brew said.
Oh, that's not a cartoon.
Clone Wars?
Why?
No.
What is
no, it? He's really, look at him.
It's just animated.
No, sorry, no.
It's animated,
okay.
It's not a cartoon.
Tell us
no,
how
Ben.
You feel. I'm, whoa.
No. You got Bugs Bunny, got Wile E. Coyote, and...
He's a purist.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Looney Tunes. My favorite was Woody Woodpecker.
That's cartoons.
Your favorite was what?
Woody Woodpecker. Woody Woodpecker.
Yes.
All right.
Star Wars and whatnot? No, that's not...
They're animated.
No.
That's animated.
I don't count that.
That's not a cartoon. Yes, I
don't
agree.
Count that.
100% agree with you, Brew.
Thank you.
All right, Jen, pick it. Or you guys, I don't care. Somebody pick me a number between 130 and 135.
132.
Favorite flower?
Flower?
Yeah.
Pay attention, Brew.
Probably the peony. I love peonies.
Huh? What?
He goes, huh? What?
They're on our wall. They've been on our wall for 10 years. Why do you think they're there?
I didn't know what that's what they were.
That's what they are. All right, last one. Last one for Brew. This is it. Last round. Ready? Brew, yep. Pick between 150 and 155.
152.
Last time you were emotional.
Holy cow.
This is deep.
The day Dale Earnhardt died at the Daytona 500.
That's probably not the last time, but he was definitely emotional.
Holy cow. If we're going deeply emotional, that would be...
The last time?
That kind of emotion? Yes.
Okay. Okay. Jen, do you want to go first with your useless information?
Okay. My useless information is about the avocado. Not only does the word avocado come from the ancient Aztec word for testicle, but the word guacamole quite literally translates to testicle sauce? Eat on that next time you have an avocado, guys.
Wow.
That is going to be like the major party killer. Like somebody's digging into the guap. I'm like, did you know that guacamole translates to testicle sauce? I could just see a guy over here like, nope, I'm out.
Holy cow, I can't see any of these.
At that party,
you need light and your glasses.
So you wouldn't be at that party.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, buffalo cauliflower bites would be a party foul bigger than life itself.
Exactly. They would be right next to the guacamole.
Okay, so I'm gonna go after you because mine kind of is in that realm.
All right, testicles?
Sort of. The pig has the longest orgasm observed in mammals. The domestic pig has the longest orgasm of any known mammal, lasting an average of 30 minutes. However, pig orgasms can peak at 90 minutes in some cases.
Hog riding!
I knew that, actually.
Of course you did, Ben.
Holy cow.
Really? You knew that?
This he was disgusting. A veterinary science major.
Oh, that's true. It is true. You're right. Okay. I give that one to you.
The female, though. Only the female.
It doesn't say female or male. It just says the domestic pig.
The male's just like a male human. It's like... two pumps, done. And the female will just sit there for like 45 minutes just going,
That's how it should be for women. Why is
that is
it
how it should not, be. Because 90% of the time, we don't get it one at all. So
They like stand like a statue with their ears pointed straight up.
That's a visual.
And they quiver, yeah, just like that, Jen. Just like, are you sure you're not a pig? You snort a lot too.
Oh my god! All right, Ben, what's yours?
What's mine? Mine's gonna be woefully like insufficient compared to these last two. I'm just gonna say. An octopus will eat its own arms if it's hungry enough.
Oh.
What did I say when you sent me that?
You know the feeling.
I was like, yeah.
No, you can really.
I can just like, relate. I feel you, octopus. That's how I was feeling, honestly, tonight.
So
if we hadn't ordered pizza, I would have been an octopus because I was so hungry. It was crazy.
Yeah. Octopi like calamari just as much as I do, apparently.
Oh, okay. Good point. All right, go ahead, Brew.
Calamari after you drink?
Ben, this may be...
Huh? Sorry, Brew.
Is calamari octopus or squid?
It's squid.
I don't know.
You can have octopus, like baby octopus.
I think octopus is just octopus.
But this is in your neck of the woods, Ben.
Oh.
All right.
If you live in Michigan, is it illegal to put a skunk in your boss's desk?
Do not do that.
Who did it? So it had to become a law.
Yeah, right. Who exactly?
Who ruined all the damn fun?
I'm gonna guess no, because it's Michigan. Like that's just gotta be par for the course up there.
Well, it's illegal.
It may be different in the mitten compared to the UP.
Okay.
Like it may be illegal in the mitten.
The what?
Not in the UP.
The bottom.
Did we learn about this at some point in time?
With Gwen.
Well,
yeah,
the Upers are the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, okay. I know what the Upers are. Oh, okay. You called them.
Yeah, I think you'll like this one, too.
Go ahead, Brent.
In Omaha, Nebraska, it's against the law to burp or sneeze in church.
Oh, Brew can't go to church in Nebraska.
Why?
Oh, my gosh. Because he can't burp or sneeze.
Right.
Brew, like, that's 90% of brew's activity is burping and sneezing.
In Kansas, it's against the law to catch.
And the other 10% is farting.
Yes.
With your hands. Your general direction.
It's against the law to catch fish with your hands?
Your father is also the elderberry.
Okay. Save some more for the next episode. I'll just keep going.
That is the greatest book ever, though.
Put the book down. I got you one.
Yes, I. What was it? The podcast that never aired because we had technical difficulties.
Yeah,
I said that I is need that book.
Yep,
I need that book.
Boom.
And like,
I didn't get you that exact days one. Later.
Pretty close, but like 2 days later, I'm like, "What did I order from Amazon?" And I open it up, and it's this book. I'm like, "Yes, Gigi got me the book." I was so excited. And you have no idea how many times I'll just be like sitting at my desk bored and I'll be like, let's look up some useless information. And text it to Jen.
Oh my God.
Because she loves
it. Text it to Jen. I mean, it's better than some of the other things you send me.
Text it to Jen.
All right. We're on to shout outs.
Oh my God. That's great.
Jen, you want to go first?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to shout out Tony and Ink. I don't think I've ever shouted them out before. At least I know I've never shouted out Tony. But Tony and Ink have, they indulged me in my lovely little experimental exercises that I like to do. And
they'll you should explain that a little bit more because
especially after we just talked about pig orgasms for 90 minutes.
Okay, listen, guys, I'm the most innocent person ever. Okay, so the first one I started was the crow pose. So I invited Amy and Tony to do the crow pose, and we did post videos of that. And
let me tell you.
Huh.
Well done by Tony, because there is no way I could have done it.
He for real did it.
He admitted he was a gymnast when he was in high school.
Listen, really?
What? No, he's not.
He's got a body. Like, come on, Tony. Ooh. Wink, wink. Text me your phone number. No,
what?
I have his number.
I gotta ask him about this next time I see him in chat.
Yes, but I invited them guys to do the new t-shirt handstand challenge that I saw on when I was going down a YouTube rabbit hole, whatever. Tom Holland, he's Superman or Spider-Man. He did a t-shirt challenge where you have to put a t-shirt on while you're doing basically a handstand up against a wall. So I challenged both of them to do it, and Tony was pretty fun because I talked to him about, like, okay, you know, this is called a wall walk, blah, 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 blah. Kind of walk up to the wall, touch your hips, each hand, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I said, I do it about 4 or 5 times. And he sends me a video and he was like, yeah, this is with my 25th attempt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow, Tony.
Did he do it in his little like house?
Yeah, of course. You know, so he's totally fit. I was like, dude, you do it 25 times. I was like, I can do it 5 and I'm done. Like, I was out of breath, like, the doing the video for you guys.
Excuse me.
What did I tell you, though, to impress me what you'd have to do?
What would I
do? Do it without.
Sorry.
I can't. I'm so scared to do a handstand, like not touching the wall. Like, I do donkey kicks. I don't even do handstands. Like, in my
how are you a gymnast?
I was also not 29. I'm afraid
did
to
you do
break
handstands or your gymnastics.
Amen,
book?
Girl.
Yeah, I'm
know your limitations.
Yes, like
I don't think I was ever able to do a handstand.
Bruce can't even touch his toes.
Yes, I can.
Oh, I can't.
What?
You can't touch your toes. Well, yeah, you're sitting in a chair, smart Alec.
I know, I can touch my toes.
I just touched my toes. Look, right there, boom.
Okay. Okay, go on, Jen.
Sorry.
So anyway, okay. So I wanna thank Tony and Ink for indulging me in my, you know, weirdness. And then I do want to have a public apology to CNote for coming on the podcast and us losing it. It was definitely a technical error that kind of slipped all of us. And we do apologize, and we will have you on again.
Yes,
and
yes.
You know that I love you. You're my favorite podcaster. Please don't be mad at me.
Oh, my God.
We're right here.
I know.
Listen, what's your... you guys, okay? Because it was not for you.
What's your Twitter handle?
I'm Twitter handle. Oh, thanks.
Miss P_CFF.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Well, wow. I'm dizzy. Sorry.
I'm dizzy.
I'm trying to like charge it and you have to hold it on there. It won't stay on the stand. It's not going well. All right. Brew.
Yep.
Shout outs.
We have no guests. Who are you going to shout out?
No guest.
I'm going to shout out Peep over in Brits on Tour.
Oh, yeah.
For...
He went to hang with them this week.
I'm over in London.
Brew is in London right now. That's why he's not on the same screen as me. I'm just kidding.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Jen. I'm going to shout out the peeps in the Brits on Tour for allowing me to join them for CWL. Going to shout out Ben, Jen.
Yay! Thank you!
Jen, because we were, you know, interrupting her awesomeness last week.
We didn't interrupt her. That was planned.
I know it was planned.
I interrupted her. We didn't even talk about that.
I know it was planned. But
when I came and didn't tell you that I was coming.
Oh, I know. She didn't interrupt me. That was a surprise.
I know. I was just, you know.
He's just saying. He's basically just saying thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Jen.
Oh, of course, Brew.
I'm going to shout out my queen.
Always my queen.
Gotta shout out my queen, always.
Oh, shout out my queen. And gotta your Twitter handle is masterbrew_COC.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. Ben?
All right. My first shout out since our last episode was lots of technical difficulties is to all the people who post requests without selecting the troop that they want their request filled with. Because all of us won gemmers out there, you know, it's nice just to hit donate and boom, 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 boom. But no, we have to scroll through and find some troops that you might like. So if you request nothing, it doesn't even matter if you're going to request, like, I want Yetis and any fill. You're going to get 9 goblins from me.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, Brew. But
right,
that's why
I will give you any.
I don't care what I get.
then list 40 gobs. I don't care.
Okay, I'll do that next time.
No, don't do that. Oh, Lord. Lord Almighty.
So, yes. And then I will also shout out in the same vein the people who request 1-space spells, especially the Town Hall 14s where you have 3 spaces to fill. People will request like 3 earthquakes. Put your own damn earthquakes and request a freaking heal or something that takes up 2 spaces instead of
that's
making
a
me
wait. That.
I mean,
oh, because it's 3 gems instead of 2?
Yeah, 3 gems instead of 2. It's like,
oh, I don't really care about
I'm spending an extra penny on you. Cook your own damn earthquake spells. Oh, I'll give you a wave.
What?
Okay. Oh my God.
A hero and just request earthquakes the whole entire time. Give me a
wood. I'll just not donate to you then.
Oh, you know what? This is why I don't like you.
And okay, so my real shout out will be to my dad. His 80th birthday would have been today. Oh,
yes.
Happy birthday, Papa Crow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, yeah. Papa.
Yeah, he passed away earlier this spring. And yep. So that was definitely thinking about him today. And my girls were here today, and we all wish him a happy birthday.
I'm putting it up.
Yep. So happy birthday, Dad.
Here we are, right
That's
here.
That's awesome. Ben. I told you, I hope he's up there with mine.
Yep.
Here.
And they're cool. Celebrating.
Yep.
Good thing. Okay, and BTG's Twitter is BTG_clash.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay.
Boom.
So I am going to shout out D-Lud because I know how this feels when work gets completely and utterly overwhelming and takes over your life and you feel like you can't breathe or do anything. So I'm here for you if you want to complain.
I know all about that.
Well, he knows how I feel when it happens. So.
Yep.
Say, Brew, what?
Brew, you work 3 hours a day. You don't get to complain.
Hey,
about that.
Hey, I work along with you sometimes.
That's true. So I am going to shout him out. And if he needs to vent, I am here. Just let me know. Corporate world sometimes can be brutal.
So, pain in the ass.
Yes. That too.
I said B-R-E-W-T-A-L.
B-R-U. Yes. B-R-U-T-A-L. So that's my first shout out. And my second shout out is going to be to Shen and Future for running the NH2 craziness.
What kind of tomfoolery and poppycock is this?
Oh my God.
I knew it was coming. But sorry, Shen. But honestly, like, she's amazing and she's been an awesome addition. And I'm so thankful that I didn't listen to some people when they were asked to, we were asked why they were in our clan. So I don't know if everybody knows about that, but there are some people who are no longer in the CFF who wanted us to kick Shen and Jilge. And that was not okay with me.
That's not okay.
No. So, and they're no longer in the CFF, so it doesn't even matter. But I'm very happy that we kept them, and they're amazing, and I love them. And the fact that Jilge and Beardsley banter not only in Clash, but on Facebook, too, it's hilarious. So,
isn't it Jilgey?
Jilgey. Yes, Jilgey. I always do that. Seriously, thank you to Future and Shen because it's a whole new clan. Future came into Superheroes this week and he's like, we might need to think about Noble Hero 3. I'm like, we're not doing Noble Hero 3.
Oh my God. Wow.
No.
I
Jen could hide him there then.
I can be like, I'm a hero.
But no, we're not pushing another clan. I love you, Future, but no. If people have more accounts than that, there are plenty of places to go. Brew went to London.
You can come to K2. Yeah.
K2, there you go. It's not very busy there, but you can go. Maybe it will get busier.
Exactly.
You might catch
Miss P there every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm there. I have an account there.
She doesn't leave there, probably.
I'm the leader. I can't leave.
And my Twitter is QueenJJB. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at Married to Clash. You can also find us in the Clash Files Discord, so don't forget to come in so that when we do record live, you can come join us. It's discord.gg/clashfiles. You can also find Pineapples and Thorns podcast, which is part of the Clash Files family, and on all your normal feeds that you find podcasts on. That is our show today. So on behalf of Miss P, BTG, and Brew, this is JJ, and we hope you enjoyed our show. Stay fancy, my friends, and enjoy some shirtless hugs.
All right, let's strip down.
I heart shirtless hugs.
I forgot the shirtless hug.